In South Suburban Dalton, people know the name Major Coleman.
Everybody know about him. He intimidating, motherfucker, man. He come out for a shootout every day.
Furman Booth is 28. He lives in Dalton and works as a construction contractor. 9 years ago, about 30 minutes after the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve, Booth was walking a few blocks from his home wearing a hoodie when Officer Coleman pulled up behind him in a squad car and ordered him to stop.
But yeah, it wasn't really nothing to it. I was just walking, and they pulled behind me, and it was like a black car. Like, they was unmarked, nothing like a police car. He just hopped out. He's like, don't move. He had on all black. You couldn't really see his badge.
Booth had weed on him, so he tried to run, and Coleman shot him in the back. At that point, Booth was the third person Officer Coleman had shot at in his career, and there would be more. Coleman did not respond to multiple interview requests, but according to state police records, he told investigators that Booth had his hands in his pockets and refused to take them out, and that as Booth was running away, Booth turned briefly and raised his right hand at him. So, Coleman fired twice.
How would I do that if I was shot in the back?
Booth did not have a gun or any other weapon. Besides the weed, Coleman found a comb and a cell phone in Booth's pockets.
It wasn't like I had a gun. Even if I had a gun, I'm running away from you. You shoot people in the back. You're crazy.
While most police officers go their whole career without firing their weapons, Coleman has shot at people on at least six separate occasions. Coleman's bullets have killed one man and seriously wounded three others. In one of the shootings, Coleman leaned out the window of a police car and shot at a suspect's tires during a 100 miles per hour police chase through a suburban neighborhood. According to police records, when he was out patrolling Dalton, Coleman would travel with two handguns and four extra magazines. Earlier in his career, Coleman was a sheriff's deputy. Near the top of his application, in the section asking for specialized training, apprenticeships, skills, and language fluency, Major Coleman wrote only two words: martial arts. Dalton Police Chief Robert Collins wasn't around for Coleman's multiple shootings, and he says he's not going to review them now.
I wouldn't go back and dig through what went on in the past, especially if he hadn't been brought to the table for discipline or arrested or fired for anything.
Does it make you worried at all that maybe this officer is a little quicker to pull the trigger? Just that sort of, that raw number?
The number is high, but we know who the officer is simply by the way he works every day. And if anything was off, not up to par, that we would intervene.
Dalton has had 9 police shootings since 2005, tied with Harvey for the most in suburban Cook County. Collins says he noticed that history of violence when he took over.
To be honest with you, I don't know how we would explain it to people.
One potential explanation is who Dalton hires for its police force and how those cops are monitored. Like Major Coleman, who was left on the street despite 5 shootings, and who was hired by Dalton even after being suspended by the Cook County Sheriff and then fired for cause by the nearby South Holland Police Department. According to a WBEZ Better Government Association investigation, Major Coleman is one of more than a dozen officers who have done multiple shootings in the Cook County suburbs since 2005. There are even more officers who were fired from departments or resigned during investigations, then got jobs at other suburban departments and ended up shooting someone at their new job. It's the deadly consequence of a common practice in some Cook County suburbs of recycling officers.
I've seen that play out many times.
Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart interacts frequently with suburban departments. He says he's thought long and hard about what to do about the revolving door for bad cops.
The realities are that this is driven by resources. It really is. And as a result of that, you get this behavior that has happened many a time. And Oscar, I remember back in the 80s even this was happening, where you'd have officers bouncing around the departments. And it's not good. It's not good. I just don't know what the mechanism is to stop that.
A state law passed in 2015 aims to address the problem. It created a database for police officers who were fired for cause or resigned during an investigation. But that solution seems to be failing on both ends. Right now, the statewide list has just 26 names on it, and we found multiple officers who were hired despite appearing on that list. Dart says part of the problem is that individual suburbs don't have the resources to vet, hire, and retain quality cops, and they're resistant to outside input. Furman Booth points to an even simpler reason: apathy.
But nobody knows when somebody gets killed in Dalton. Nobody knows when somebody's shot in Dalton. You know. Maybe if it's Chicago, it'd be something happening.
Major Coleman has never gotten in any trouble for his multiple shootings in Dalton. Instead, he was promoted to detective. That mostly keeps him off the street. Booth says even if that isn't justice, it's still better for the people of Dalton. I'm Patrick Smith.